This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to get a great deal on a dependable new car.
Like a legendary Camry, built for performance and available with all-wheel drive, you can count on your new Camry to get anywhere you need to go. And with available features like heated seats and a multimedia touchscreen, you can stay connected in comfort and style.
Or check out an affordable and reliable Corolla with a trim for every lifestyle, from the hip and agile sedan to the sporty hatchback. There's a dependable Corolla built just for you.
Plus, both Camrys and Corollas are available in hybrid models, so no matter your style, you can drive efficiently and affordably.
So visit your local Toyota dealer and check out amazing national sales event deals on Camrys, Corollas, and more when you visit buyatoyota.com.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Years ago, I read the 2008 memoir called Chasing Daylight, How My Forthcoming Death Transformed My Life by Eugene O'Kelly, and I've never forgot the realization that O'Kelly describes. Eugene O'Kelly was a highly successful executive. He was the CEO of KPMG, a major accounting firm. At the age of 53, he was diagnosed with brain cancer with 3 months to live, and he wrote this memoir in the 3.5 months between his diagnosis and his death. A few nights after his diagnosis had been confirmed, he decided that with his remaining time, he wanted to, quote, unwind all his relationships with a truly rich and unforgettable encounter with each person who'd mattered to him in some way. He sat down at the table and drew a diagram of several circles, each inside the next. The outer circle was classmates, acquaintances, past colleagues, neighbors, and good people from clubs and organizations he'd belonged to. Then the circle of close business associates, then lifetime friends, then immediate family, then children, then wife. To unwind these relationships, he decided to start from the outside and work toward the center. He was surprised and touched to realize that in the outermost ring, he had more than 1,000 names of people whom he described as people who had enriched my life just by being in it and whose lives I believed I'd enhance because of a shared experience or passion. Business school, love of wine, charity work, the 49ers, etc. He couldn't connect with all these people, so he only closed relationships with less than half, and many through mail or phone. Still, he did spend about 3 weeks on that group. He found it very rewarding, but nevertheless, he learned a hard lesson, and he changed his mind about this approach. And here's a lightly edited version of what he writes. Given my attention to detail and my natural thoroughness, I had to remind myself how easy it would be to spend lots of time with the outer circle, which would ultimately be at the expense of the inner circles. I thought about how during my previous life, I might have unconsciously been too consumed by the outermost circle. At work, with constant demands on my time, I got into the habit of meeting with certain people, good people, nice people, but nonetheless, fifth circle people. Was it necessary to have breakfast with them 4 times a month? I could have done less of that. Had I somehow been inspired to draw my map of concentric circles earlier in my life, when I thought I had forever in front of me, I could have delineated for myself how important certain people were and how less important others were, and perhaps it would have guided me in how I allocated my time or my energy. I realized that being able to count 1,000 people in that fifth circle was not something to be proud of. It was something to be wary of. Please don't misunderstand. The fifth circle is nice. The people who populate it are worthwhile and belong in the first circle of other people. They're just not the people who should have consumed the time and energy that they did. 3 weeks was a lot of time to spend on the fifth circle for a man who had maybe 3 months. Too much time, actually. I had miscalculated. I've never forgotten Eugene O'Kelly's observation. It's all too easy to spend time and energy on the outer circles and take the inner circles for granted. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.